The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order. Chapter 2, Daksha Curses Lord Shiva. Text 1. Vidura Uvacha. Bhave Shila Vatam Shteste Daksho Durhitri Vatsala. Vidvesham akarot kasmad anadrityat majam satim. Synonyms. Vidura uvacha. Vidura said, Bhave, towards Lord Shiva, Shilatvatam, among the gentle, Shteste, the best, Daksha, Dariti Vatsala, being affectionate toward his daughter. Vidvesham, enmity. Akarot did exhibit kashmat why adritya anadritya neglecting atmajam his own daughter sati. Translation: Vidura inquired, why was Daksha, who was so affectionate toward his daughter, envious of Lord Shiva, who is the best among the gentle? Why did he neglect his daughter Sati? Purport: In the second chapter, the fourth canto, the cause of the dissension between Lord Shiva and Daksha, which was due to a great sacrifice arranged by Daksha for the pacification of the entire universe, is explained. Lord Shiva is described here as the best of the gentle because he's not envious of anyone. He is equal to all living entities, and all other good qualities are present in his personality. The word Shiva means all auspicious. No one can be an enemy of Lord Shiva's because he is so peaceful and renounced that he does not even construct a house for his residence, but lives underneath a tree, always detached from worldly things. The personality of Lord Shiva symbolizes the best of gentleness. Then, why was Daksha, who offered his beloved daughter to such a gentle personality, inimical towards Lord Shiva so intensely that Sati, the daughter of Daksha and the wife of Lord Shiva, gave up her body? Text 2. Kastam chara chara gurum nirvairam shanta vigraham atmaramam katam dveshti jagato daivatam mahat. Synonyms: Ka, who, Daksha, Tam, him, Lord Shiva, Chara Acha, of the whole world, both animate and inanimate, Gurum, the spiritual master, Nivairam, without enmity, Shanta Vigraham, having a peaceful personality, Atma Aramam, satisfied in himself, Katam, how, Dveshti, hates, Jagata, of the universe, Daivatam, demigod, Mahat, the great. Translation: Lord Shiva, the spiritual master of the entire world, is free from enmity, is a peaceful personality, and is always satisfied in himself. He is the greatest among the demigods. How is it possible that Daksha could be inimical towards such an auspicious personality? Purport: Lord Shiva is described here as Charachara Guru, the spiritual master of all animate and inanimate objects. He is sometimes known as Bhutanath, which means the worshipable deity of the dull-headed. Bhuta is also sometimes taken to indicate the ghosts. Lord Shiva takes charge of reforming persons who are ghosts and demons, not to speak of others who are godly. Therefore, he is the spiritual master of everyone, both the dull and demoniac and the highly learned Vaishnavas. It is also stated, Vaishnavanam yata Sambhu. Shambhu, or Lord Shiva, is the greatest of all Vaishnavas. On one hand, he is the worshipable object of the dull demons, and on the other, he is the best of all Vaishnavas, or devotees, and he has a sampradaya called the Rudra Sampradaya. Even if he is an enemy and or is sometimes angry, such a personality cannot be the object of envy. So Vidura, in astonishment, asked why he was taken as such, especially by Daksha. Daksha is also not an ordinary person. He is a Prajapati, in charge of fathering population, and all his daughters are highly elevated, especially Sati. The word Sati means, quote, the most chaste, end quote. Whenever there is a consideration of chastity, Sati, this wife of Lord Shiva and daughter of Daksha, is considered first. Vidura was therefore astonished. Quote, Daksha is such a great man, he thought, and is the father of Sati, and Lord Shiva is the spiritual master of everyone. How then could there be possibly be so much enmity between them that Sati, the most chaste goddess, could give up her body because of their quarrel? End quote. Text 3. Etat akyahi me brahman jamatu svasurasyacha vidvesas tu yata pranams tat jyajye dustyajan sati. Synonyms. Etat thus, akyahi, please tell me, unto me, brahman, O brahmana, jamatu, of the son-in-law, Lord Shiva, Shvashurasya, of the father-in-law, Daksha Cha, and Vidvesha, quarrel, to, as to, Yata, from what cause, pranam, her life, Tatyate, gave up, Dustyajan, which is impossible to give up, Sati. Translation, my dear Vidura, to part with one's life is very difficult. Would you kindly explain to me how such a son-in-law and father-in-law could quarrel so bitterly that the great goddess Sati could give up her life? Text 4. Maitreya Vacha. Pura Vishva Shijam Satre Sameta Paramarshaya Tata Maragane Sarve Sanuga Munayoganaha Ya. Synonyms, Maitreya Uvacha, the sage Maitreya said, Puta, formerly, at the time of Svayambhuva Manu, Vishrashijam, of the creators of the universe, Satre, at his sacrifice, Sameta, were assembled, Paramarishaya, the great sages, Tata, and also Amaragana, the demigods, Sarva, also, or all. Sa Vaguna, along with their followers, Munaya, the philosophers, Agnaya, the fire gods. Translation, sage Maitreya said, in the former time, the leaders of the universal creation performed a great sacrifice in which all the great sages, philosophers, demigods, and fire gods assembled with their forefathers. Report. Upon being asked by Vidura, the sage Maitreya began to explain the cause of the misunderstanding between Lord Shiva and Daksha, because of which the goddess Sati gave up her body. Thus begins the history of a great sacrifice performed by the leaders of the universal creation, namely Marichi, Daksha, and Vashishta. These great personalities arranged for a great sacrifice, for which demigods like Indra and the fire gods assembled with their followers. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva were also present. Text 5. Tatra pravishtam nishayo dishvarkam ivarochisa brajam manam vitimiram kurvantam tat nuhat sada. Synonyms. Tatra there, pravishtam, having entered Rishaya, the sages, Dvishra, seeing Arkham, the sun, Eva, just like Rochisa, with luster, Brajamanam, shining, Vitimiram, free from darkness, Kurvantam, making, taught that Mahat, great, Sada, assembly. Translation. When Daksha, the leader of the Prajapatis, entered that assembly, his personal bodily luster was as bright as the effulgence of the sun. The entire assembly was illuminated, and all the assembled personalities became insignificant in its presence. Text 6. Udatistam sadashyaste shvadishnyebya shahaginaya rite vincham sarvam cha tad bashkapsita Shitetasa. Synonyms. Adatistam stood up. Sadasya, the members of the assembly, they. Svadishnebya, from their own seats. Saha Agnaya, along with the fire gods, Rite, except for Virincham, Brahma, Sarvam, Shiva, Cha, and Tat, his dakshas, Basa, by the luster, Akshipta, are influenced, Chetasa, those whose minds. Translation, influenced by his personal bodily luster, all the fire gods and other participants in that great assembly, with the exceptions of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, gave up their own sitting places and stood in respect for Daksha. Text 9-7. Sadashas Patibir Daksho Bhagavan Satu Satkrita Ajam Loka Gurum Natva Nisa Sada Tadajnaya. Synonyms. Sadasa, of the assembly, Patibi, by the leaders, Daksha, Bhagavan, the possessor of all opulences, Sadhu, properly. Satkrita, was welcomed, Ajam, to the unborn Brahma, Loka Gurum, to the teacher of the universe, Natva, making obeisances, Nisasara, sat down, Tat Agnaya, by his Brahma's order. Translation. Daksha was adequately welcomed by the president of the great assembly, Lord Brahma. After offering Lord Brahma respect, Daksha, by the order of Brahma, properly took his seat. Text 8. Pran nisa nam ridam drishtva namri syat tad adadita uvacha vacham avanam chakshurbyam abhivikshyadanam iva. Synonyms. Prak, before, nishanam, being seated, mridam, Lord Shiva, drishva, seeing, na, amrishyat, did not tolerate, tat, by him, Shiva, anadrita, not being respected, uvacha, said, vanam, vamam, dishonest, chakshurbyam, with both eyes, abhivikshya, looking at, Dahan, burning, eva, as if. Translation. Before taking his seat, however, Daksha was very much offended to see Lord Shiva sitting and not showing him any respect. At that time, Daksha became greatly angry, and his eyes glowing, he began to speak very strongly against Lord Shiva. Purport. Lord Shiva, being the son-in-law of Daksha, was expected to show his father-in-law respect by standing with the others. But because Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are the principal demigods, their positions are greater than Daksha's. Daksha, however, could not tolerate this, and he took it as an insult by his son-in-law. Previously also, he was not very much satisfied with Lord Shiva, for Lord Shiva looked very poor and was niggardly in dress. Text 9. Shriyatam Brahmarshayome Sahadeva Sahagnaya Sadunam Bruvato Ritam Nan Najnanam Na Cha Matsarat. Synonyms. Shriyatam, here, Brahmarshaya, O sages among the Brahmanas, may unto me, Sahadeva, the demigods, O demigods, Saha Agnaya, O fire gods, Sadunam, of the gentle, Bruvata, speaking, Vritam, the manners, Na, not, Agnanat, from ignorance, Na Cha, and not, Matsarat, from envy. Translation. All sages, Brahmanas, and fire gods present, please hear me with attention, for I speak about the manners of gentle persons. I do not speak out of ignorance or envy. Purport. In speaking against Lord Shiva, Daksha tried to pacify the assembly by presenting in a very tactful way that he was going to speak about the manners of gentle persons, although naturally this might have some unmannerly upstarts and the assembly might be unhappy because they did not want even unmannerly persons to be offended. In other words, he was in complete knowledge that he was speaking against Lord Shiva in spite of Shiva's spotless character. As far as envy is concerned, from the very beginning he was envious of Lord Shiva. Therefore, he could not distinguish his own particular envy. Although he spoke like a man in ignorance, he wanted to cover his statements by saying that he was not speaking for impudent and envious reasons. Text 10. I am tu loka palanam yashogno nirapatrapa sarbir acharita panta yena stabdhena dusita. Synonyms. I am he, Shiva, tu, but loka palanam, of the governors of the universe, yashagna, spoiling the fame, nirapatrapa, shameless, nabhi, by those of gentle manner, acharita, followed, panta, the path, yena, by whom, Shiva, stabdena, being devoid of proper actions, dusiti, is polluted. Translation. Shiva has spoiled the name and fame of the governors of the universe and has polluted the path of gentle manners. Because he is shameless, he does not know how to act. Purport. Daksha wanted to impress upon the minds of all the great sages assembled in that meeting that Shiva, being one of the demigods, had ruined the good reputations of all the demigods by his unmannerly behavior. The words used against Lord Shiva by Daksha can also be understood in a different way, in a good sense. For example, he stated that Shiva is Yashogna, which means one who spoils name and fame. So this can also be interpreted to mean that he was so famous that his fame killed all other fame. Again, Daksha used the word Nirapatrapa, which also can be used in two senses. In one sense is one who is stunted, and in another sense is one who is the maintainer of persons who have no other shelter. Generally, Lord Shiva is known as the Lord of the Bhutas, or lower grade of living creatures. They take shelter of Lord Shiva because he's very kind to everyone and is very quickly satisfied. Therefore, he is called Ashutosh. To such men who cannot approach other demigods or Vishnu, Lord Shiva gives shelter. Therefore, the word Nirapatrapa can be used in that sense. Text 11. Esha me shishyatam prapto yan me duhitur agrahit panim vipragni mukhata savritya eva sadhuvat. Synonyms. Esha he, Lord Shiva, me, my, shishyatam, subordinate position, prapta, accepted yet, because me duhit, of my daughter, agrahit, he took, panim, the hand, vipra agni, of brahmanas and fire, mukhata, in the presence, savitra, gayatri, eva, like, saruvat, like an honest person. Translation. He has already accepted himself as my subordinate by marrying my daughter, in the presence of fire and brahmanas. He has married my daughter, who is equal to Gayatri, and has pretended to be just like an honest person. Purport. Daksha's statement that Lord Shiva pretended to be an honest person means that Shiva was dishonest, in spite of accepting the position of Daksha's son-in-law. He was not respectful to Daksha. Text 12. Grihitva mriga savaksha panim markata lochana pratyutana bivav darhe vachapi akrita nochitam. Synonyms. Grihitva, taking, mriga sava, like a deer cub, aksha, of her who has eyes, panim, the hand, markata, of a monkey, lochana, he who has eyes, pratyutana, of rising from one's seat, of abhivada, the honor, arhe, to me, who deserves, vacha, with sweet words, api, even, akritana, he did not do, achita, honor. Translation. He has eyes like a monkey's, yet he has married my daughter, whose eyes are just like those of a deer cub. Nevertheless, he did not stand up to receive me, nor did he think it fit to welcome me with sweet words. Text 13. Lupta kriyaya shuchyaye manane binasetave anichan api adam balam shudra yevo satim giram. Synonyms. Lupta kriyaya, not observing rules and regulations. Ashuchaye, impure, manine, proud, bina setave, having broken all rules of civility. Anichan, not desiring api, although Adam handed over Balam, my daughter, Sudaya, unto a Shudra, Eva as Usatim Giram, the message of the Vedas. Translation. I had no desire to give my daughter to this person, who has broken all rules of civility. Because of not observing the required rules and regulations, he is impure. But I was obliged to hand over my daughter to him, just as one teaches the messages of the Vedas to a Shudra. Purport. A Shudra is forbidden to take lessons from the Vedas because a Shudra, due to his unclean habits, is not worthy to hear such instructions. This restriction, that unless one has acquired the Brahminical qualifications, one should not read the Vedic literatures, is like the restriction that a law student should not enter a law college unless he has been graduated from all lower grades. According to the estimation of Daksha, Shiva was unclean in habits and not worthy to have the hand of his daughter Sati, who was so enlightened, beautiful, and chaste. The word used in this connection is bina setave, which refers to one who has broken all the regulations for good behavior by not following the Vedic principles. In other words, according to Daksha, the entire transaction of the marriage of his daughter with Daksha was not in order. Text 14 through 15. Pretavasheshu goreshu pratyar bhuta ganaritvita utati unmatavam nagno vyupta kesho hasan rudan chita bashma kritashnana Preta Shran Nisti Bhushana Shiva Pad Desho Hi Avisho Mato Mata Janapriya Prati Pramata Natanam Tamo Matra Makatmanam. Synonyms. Preta Avave Sheshu, at the burning places of dead bodies, Gorishu, horrible. Pritai, by the Pretas. Bhutaganai, by the Bhutas. Vrita, accompanied by Atati, he wanders. Unmatavat, like a madman. Naga, naked. Vyupta, Kesha, having scattered hair. Hasan, laughing. Rudan, crying. Chitta, of the funeral pyre. Bhashma, with the ashes. Kritasnana, taking bath. Preta, of the skulls of dead bodies. Shruk, having a garland. Nyasti, Bhushana, ornamented with dead men's bones, Shiva Apadesha, who is Shiva or auspicious only in name, he for Ashiva, inauspicious, Mata, crazy, Mata Janapriya, very dear to the crazy beings, Pati, the leader, Pramata Natanam, of the lords of the Pramatas, Tama Matra Akama Matmanam, of those grossly in the mode of ignorance. Translation. He lives in filthy places, like crematoriums, and his companions are the ghosts and demons. Naked, like a madman, sometimes laughing and sometimes crying, he smears crematorium ashes all over his body. He does not bathe regularly, and he ornaments his body with a garland of skulls and bones. Therefore, only in name is he Shiva, or auspicious. Actually, he is the most mad and inauspicious creature. Thus, he is very dear to crazy beings in the mode of ignorance, gross mode of ignorance, and he is their leader. Purport. Those who do not regularly bathe are supposed to be in association with ghosts and crazy creatures. Lord Shiva appeared to be like that, but his name, Shiva, is actually fitting, for he is very kind to persons who are in the darkness of the mode of ignorance, such as unclean drunkards and who do not bathe regularly. Lord Shiva is so kind that he gives shelter to such creatures and gradually elevates them to spiritual consciousness. Although it is very difficult to raise such creatures to spiritual understanding, Lord Shiva takes charge of them, and therefore, as stated in the Vedas, Lord Shiva is all auspicious. Thus, by his association, even such fallen souls can be elevated. Sometimes it is seen that great personalities meet with fallen souls, not for any personal interest, but for the benefit of those souls. In the creation of the Lord, there are different kinds of living creatures. Some of them are in the mode of goodness, some are in the mode of passion, some are in the mode of ignorance. Lord Shiva takes charge of persons who are advanced, Krishna-conscious Vaishnavas, and Lord Brahma takes charge of persons who are very much attached to material activities. But Lord Shiva is so kind that he takes charge of persons who are in gross ignorance and whose behavior is lower than that of the animals. Therefore, Lord Shiva is especially called auspicious. Text 16. Tashma unmada nataya nasta shochaya dudhride databata mata mayav sadvi chodita pramistita sitina. Synonyms. Tashmai, to him, unmada nataya, to the Lord of Ghosts, nasta shochaya, being devoid of all cleanliness, dudhride, heart filled with nasty things, data was given, bata, alas, maya, by me, sadvi, sati, chodite, being requested, paramestina, by the Supreme Teacher, Brahma. Translation. On the request of Lord Brahma, I handed over my chaste daughter to him, although he is devoid of all cleanliness and his heart is filled with nasty things. Purport. It is the duty of parents to hand over their daughters to suitable persons just befitting their family tradition, in cleanliness, gentle behavior, wealth, social position, etc. Daksha was repentant that on the request of Brahma, who was his father, he handed over his daughter to a person who, according to his calculation, was nasty. He was so angry that he did not acknowledge that the request was from his father. Instead, he referred to Brahma as Paramesti, the Supreme Teacher of the universe. Because of his temperament of gross anger, he was not even prepared to accept Brahma as his father. In other words, he accused even Brahma of being less intelligent because he advised Daksha to hand over his beautiful daughter to such a nasty fellow. In anger, one forgets everything, and thus Daksha, in anger, not only accused the great Lord Shiva, but also criticized his own father, Lord Brahma, and for his not very astute advice that Daksha hand over his daughter to Lord Shiva. Text 17. Maitreya Vacha Vinidvayam Sagrigirisham Praptipam Avastitam Dakshos Tata Tapa Upasprishya Kuda Shaptum Prachakarame. Synonyms. Maitreya Vacha, Maitreya said, Vinindya, abusing thou evam thus, Susa, he, Daksha, Girisham Shiva, Apratipam, without any hostility, Avastitam, remaining, Daksha, Ata, now, Apa, water, Upasprisha, washing hands and mouth, Kruda, angry, Saptum, to curse, Prachakrame, began too. Translation. The sage Maitreya continued, thus Daksha, seeing Lord Shiva sitting as if against him, washed his hands and mouth and cursed him in the following words. Text 18. I am to Devayajnaya Indrapendra Dibir Bhava Saha Bhagam Nalabhatam Devar Deva Ganadama. Synonyms. I am that too, but Deva Yajane, in the sacrifice of the demigods, Indra Upendra Adibi, with Indra Upendra and the others, Bhava, Shiva, Saha, along with Bhagam, a portion, Na, not, Labhatam, should obtain, Deva, with the demigods, Deva Gana Adama, the lowest of all the demigods. Translation: the demigods are eligible to share in the oblations of sacrifice, but Lord Shiva, who is the lowest of all the demigods, should not have a share. Purport: because of this curse, Shiva is deprived of his share of the oblations of Vedic sacrifices. This was due to the curse of Daksha. Vishwanath Chakravarti comments in this connection that Lord Shiva was saved from the calamity of taking part with other demigods who were all materialistic. Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it was not fitting for him to eat or sit with materialistic persons like the demigods. Thus, the curse of Daksha was indirectly a blessing, for Shiva would not have to eat or sit with other demigods who were too materialistic. There is a practical example set for us by Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who used to sit on the side of a latrine to chant Hare Krishna. Many materialistic persons used to come and bother him and disturb his daily routine of chanting, so to avoid their company, he used to sit by the side of a latrine where materialistic persons would not go because of the filth and the obnoxious smell. However, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj was so great that he was accepted as the spiritual master of such a great personality as His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupad Sri Srimad Bhakti Saranta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. The conclusion is that Lord Shiva behaved in his own way to avoid materialistic persons who might disturb him in his prosecution of devotional service. Text 19. Nisidya mana sa sadasya mukyar daksho grihitaya rishijaya saptam tasmad vinishkramya vivridya manyor jagama koravya nejam niketanam. Synonyms: nisidyamana, being requested not to, sa, he, daksha, sadasya mukyai, by the members of the sacrifice, daksha, daksha, girityaya, raya, to Shiva, Vishidya, giving Shaptam a curse, Tasmat, from that place, Viniskramya, going out, Vivrida Manu, being exceedingly angry, Jagama went, Koravya, O Vidura, Nijam, to his own, Niketanam, home. Translation: Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, in spite of the requests of all the members of the sacrificial assembly, Daksha, in great anger, cursed Lord Shiva and then left the assembly and went back to his home. Purport: anger is so detrimental that even a great personality like Daksha, out of anger, left the arena where Brahma was presiding and all the great sages and pious and saintly persons were assembled. All of them requested him not to leave, but infuriated, he left, thinking that the auspicious place was not fit for him. Puffed up by his exalted position, he thought that no one was greater than he in argument. It appears that all the assembly's members of the assembly, including Lord Brahma, requested him not to be angry and leave their company, but in spite of all these requests, he left. That is the effect of cruel anger. In Bhagavad Gita, therefore, it is advised that one who desires to make tangible advancement in spiritual consciousness must avoid three things: lust, anger, and the mode of passion. Actually, we can see that lust, anger, and passion make a man crazy, even though he may be as great as Daksha. The very name Daksha suggests that he was expert in all material activities, but still, because of his aversion towards a saintly person like Shiva, he was attacked by these three enemies: anger, lust, and passion. Lord Chaitanya therefore advised that one be very careful not to offend Vaishnavas. He compared offenses toward a Vaishnava to a mad elephant. As a mad elephant can do anything horrible, so when a person offends a Vaishnava, he can perform any abominable action. Text 20. Vijnaya Saptam Girisanu Gragnani Nandishvaro Rosa Kashaya Dusita Dakshaya Saptam Vishasarja Durunam Ye Chanvamo Dams Tad Avachatam Dvija. Synonyms. Vijnaya, understanding. Saptam, the curse. Girisha of Shiva. Anuga Angrani, one of the principal associates. Nandishwar. Rosha, anger. Kashaya, red. Dusita, blinded. Dakshaya to Daksha. Saptam, a curse. Vishasarja, gave. Darunam, harsh. Yehu, cha, and. Anvamodan, tolerated. Tat avachatam, the cursing of Shiva. Dvija, brahmanas. Translation. Upon understanding that Lord Shiva had been cursed, Nandishwar, one of Lord Shiva's principal associates, became greatly angry. His eyes became red, and he prepared to curse Daksha and all the brahmanas present there who had tolerated Daksha's cursing Shiva in harsh words. Purport. There is a long-standing dissension among some of the neophyte Vaishnavas and Shaivites. They are always at loggerheads. When Daksha cursed Lord Shiva in harsh words, some of the brahmanas present might have enjoyed it, because some brahmanas do not very much admire Lord Shiva. This is due to their ignorance of Lord Shiva's position. Nandishwar was affected by the cursing, but he did not follow the example of Lord Shiva, who was also present there. Although Lord Shiva could have cursed Daksha in a similar way, he was silent and tolerant. But Nandishwar, his follower, was not tolerant. Of course, as his follower, it was right for him not to tolerate an insult to his master, but he should have not cursed the brahmanas who were present. The entire issue was so complicated that those who were not strong enough forgot their positions, and thus cursing and counter-cursing went on in that great assembly. In other words, the material field is so unsteady that even personalities like Nandishwar, Daksha, and many other of the brahmanas present were affected by the atmosphere of anger. Text 21. Ya etan martyam udishya Bhagavati pratiduri duryati arjuna pratagdishtis tatvato vimukho bhavet. Synonyms. Ya, who, Daksha, etat martyam, this body, udishya, with reference to Bhagavati, to Shiva, a pratiduri, who is not envious, duryati, bears envy, ajna, less intelligent persons, pratakdisti, the vision of duality, tatvata, from transcendental knowledge, vimukha, bereft, bhavet, may become. Translation. Anyone who has accepted Daksha as the most important personality and neglected Lord Shiva because of envy is less intelligent, and because of visualizing in duality, will be bereft of transcendental knowledge. Purport. The first curse by Nandishwar was that anyone supporting Daksha was foolishly identifying himself with the body, and therefore, because Daksha had no transcendental knowledge, supporting him would deprive one of transcendental knowledge. Daksha, Nandishwar said, identified himself with the body like other materialistic persons and was trying to derive all kinds of facilities in relationship with the body. He had excessive detachment for the body and in relation to the body with wife, children, home, and other such things, which are different from the soul. Therefore, Nandishwar's curse was that anyone who supported Daksha would be bereft of transcendental knowledge of the soul, and thus also be deprived of knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 22. Griheshu kuta dharmeshu shakto gramya shukechaya karma tantram vitanu te vedavada vipanadi. Synonyms. Griheshu, in householder life, kuta dharmeshu, of pretentious religiosity, Shakta, being attracted, Gramya Sukha, Ichaya, by desire for material happiness, Karma Tantram, fruitive activities. Vitanute, he performs Veda Vada, by the explanations of the Vedas, Vipanadi, intelligence, being lost. Translation, pretentiously religious householder life, in which one is attracted to material happiness and thus also attracted to the superficial explanation of the Vedas, robs one of all intelligence and attaches one to fruitive activities as all in all. Purport. Persons who identify with bodily existence are attached to the fruitive activities described in the Vedic literature. For example, in the Vedas it is said that one who observes the Chaturmasi vow will attain eternal happiness in the heavenly kingdom. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that this flowery language of the Vedas mostly attracts persons who identify with the body. To them, such happiness as that of the heavenly kingdom is everything. They do not know that beyond that is the spiritual kingdom, or kingdom of God, and they have no knowledge that one can go there. Thus, they are bereft of transcendental knowledge. Such persons are very careful in observing the rules and regulations of household life in order to be promoted to the next life, in the next life to the moon or other heavenly planets. It is stated here that such persons are attached to Gramya Sukha, which means material happiness, without knowledge of eternal, blissful, spiritual life. Text 23. Buddhya Parabhidyayina Vishmritatma Gani Pushu Sri Kama Sochvis Atat Ram Atitaram Daksho Basta Mukham Chirat. Synonyms. Buddhya, by intelligence, para abhidyayina, by accepting the body as a self, Vishmrita Atmagati, having forgotten the knowledge of Vishnu, Pashu, an animal, Strikama, attached to sex life, Sahi, Daksha, Astu, let, Atitaram, excessive, Daksha, Daksha, Basta Mukha, the face of a goat, Achirat, in a very short time. Translation. Daksha has accepted the body as all in all. Therefore, since he has forgotten the Vishnupad, or Vishnugati, and is attached to sex life only, within a short time, he will have the face of a goat. Text 24. Vidya buddhir avidyayam karmamam mayam asujada samsarad triha ye chamum anu sarvat mamaninam. Synonyms. Vidya buddhi, materialistic education and intelligence, avidyayam, and innascience, karma mayam, formed of fruitive activities, asho hi daksha jada, dull, samsarantu, let them take birth again and again, eha, here in this world, ye, who, cha, and, amum, daksha, anu, following, sarva, shiva, avamaninam, insulting. Translation. Those who have become dull as matter by cultivating materialistic education and intelligence are nesciently involved in fruitive activities. Such men have purposely insulted Lord Shiva. May they continue in the cycle of repeated birth and death. Purport. The three curses mentioned above are sufficient to make one as dull as stone, devoid of spiritual knowledge and preoccupied with materialistic education, which is nescience. After uttering these curses, Nandishwar then cursed the brahmanas to continue in the cycle of birth and death because of their supporting daksha and blaspheming Lord Shiva. Text 25. Gira Shutaya Pushpinya Madhugandena Burnina Manta Kamat Titatmana Samuhantu Harshadvija. Synonyms. Gira, words, Shutaya, of the Vedas, Pushpinya, flowery, Madhugandena, with the scent of honey, Burina, profuse, Manta, Matna, enchanting, cha, also, and unmahita atmana, whose minds have become dull, samudhantya to, let them remain attached, harsha dvisha, envious of Lord Shiva. Translation, may those who are envious of Lord Shiva, being attracted to by the flowery language of the enchanting Vedic promises, and who have thus become dull, always remain attached to fruitive activities. Purport. The Vedic promises of elevation to higher planets or for a better standard of materialistic life are compared to flowery language, because in a flower there is certainly an aroma, but that aroma does not last for a very long time. In a flower there is honey, but that honey is not eternal. Text 26. Sarva baksha dvija vrityai drita vidya tapovrata vita dindhendriyar rama vachaka vicharantviha. Synonyms. Sarva baksha, eating everything. Dvija, the brahmanas. Vrityai, for maintaining the body. Drita vidya, having taken to education. Tapa, austerity. Vrata, and vows. Vita, money. Deha, the body. Indriya, the senses. Arama, the satisfaction. Vachaka, as beggars. Vicharantu, let them wander. Eha, here. Translation. These brahmanas take to education, austerities, and vows only for the purpose of maintaining the body. They shall be devoid of discrimination between what to eat and what not to eat. They will acquire money, begging from door to door, simply for the satisfaction of the body. Purport. The third curse inflicted by Nandishwar on the brahmanas who supported Daksha is completely functioning in the age of Kali. The so-called brahmanas are no longer interested in understanding the nature of the Supreme Brahman, although a brahmana means one who has attained knowledge about Brahman. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is also stated, Atato Brahma Jignasa. This human form of life is meant for realization of the Supreme Brahman, the Absolute Truth. Or in other words, human life is meant for one's elevation to the post of a brahmana. Unfortunately, the modern brahmanas, or so-called brahmanas, who come in originally brahminical families, have less of their own occupational duties. They do not allow others to occupy the posts of brahmanas. The qualifications for brahmanas are described in the scriptures, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and all other Vedic literatures. Brahmana is not a hereditary title or position. If someone from a non-brahmana family, for example, one born in a family of Shudras, tries to become a Brahmana by being properly qualified under the instruction of a bona fide spiritual master, these so-called Brahmanas will object. Such Brahmanas, having been cursed by Nandishwar, are actually in a position where they have no discrimination between eatables and non-eatables, and simply live to maintain the perishable material body and its family. Such fallen conditioned souls are not worthy to be called brahmanas, but in Kali Yuga they claim to be brahmanas, and if a person actually tries to attain brahmanical qualifications, they try to hinder his progress. This is the situation in the present age. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu condemned this principle very strongly. During his conversation with Ramananda Roy, he said that regardless of whether a person is born in a Brahmana family or Sudra family, regardless of whether he is a householder or a sannyasi, if he knows the science of Krishna, he must be a spiritual master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had many so-called Sudra disciples, like Haridas Thakur and Ramananda Roy. Even the Goswamis, who were principal students of Lord Chaitanya, were also ostracized from Brahmana society, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his grace, made them first-class Vaishnavas. Text 27. Tasyaivam vadatta sarpam shrutva dvija kalayavai mrighu pratyashrijach chapam brahmadandam daratrayam. Synonyms, tasya, his, Nandishwar's, evam, thus, vadatta, words, shapam, the curse, shrutva, hearing, dvija kulaya, unto the brahmanas, vai, indeed, brigu, pratyashrijat, made, shapam, a curse, Brahmadandam, the punishment of a Brahmana, Duratyayam, insurmountable. Translation. When all the hereditary Brahmanas were thus cursed by Nandishwar, the sage, Bhrigu, as a reaction, condemned the followers of Lord Shiva with this very strong Brahminical curse. Purport. The word Dharatyaya is particularly used in reference to a Brahmadanda, or curse by a Brahmana. A curse by a Brahmana is very strong, therefore it is called Dharatyaya, or insurmountable. As the Lord states in Bhagavad Gita, the stringent laws of nature are insurmountable. Similarly, if a curse is uttered by a Brahmana, that curse is also insurmountable. But Bhagavad Gita also says that the curses or benedictions of the material world are, after all, material creations. The Chaitanya Charitamrita confirms that which is accepted in this material world to be a benediction and that which is taken to be a curse are both on the same platform because they are material. To get out of this material contamination, one should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as recommended in Bhagavad Gita 7.14. Mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam sarantite. The best path is to transcend all material curses and benedictions and take shelter of the Supreme Lord Krishna and remain in a transcendental position. Persons who have taken shelter of Krishna are always peaceful. They are never cursed by anyone, nor do they attempt to curse anyone. That is a transcendental position. Text 28. Brahma bhava brata dara yecha yecha tan samanuvrata pashandinas te bhavantu sach chastra paripantina. Synonyms. Bhava vrata dara. Having taken a vow to satisfy Lord Shiva, ye who cha and ye who cha and tan, such principles, samanuvrata following, pasindina, atheists, te, they, vivantu, they, let them become, such shastra paripantina, diverted from transcendental scriptural injunctions. Translation. One who takes a vow to satisfy Lord Shiva or follows such principles will certainly become an atheist and be diverted from transcendental scriptural injunctions. Purport. It is sometimes seen that devotees of Lord Shiva imitate the characteristics of Lord Shiva. For example, Lord Shiva drank an ocean of poison, so some of the followers of Lord Shiva imitate him and try to take intoxicants like ganja, marijuana. Here, the curse is that if someone follows such principles, he must become an infidel and turn against the principles of Vedic regulation. It is said that such devotees of Lord Shiva will be sach chastra paripantina, which means opposed to the conclusion of shastra or scripture. This is confirmed in the Padma Purana also. Lord Shiva was ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to preach the impersonal or Mayavad philosophy for a particular purpose, just as Lord Buddha preached the philosophy of voidness for particular purposes mentioned in the Shastras. Sometimes it is necessary to preach a philosophical doctrine which is against the Vedic conclusion. In the Shiva Purana, it is stated that Lord Shiva said to Parvati in the Kali Yuga, that in the Kali Yuga, in the body of a Brahmana, he would preach the Mayavad philosophy. Thus is generally found that the worshippers of Lord Shiva are Mahavadi followers. Lord Shiva himself says, Mayavadam asach chastram. Asach shastra, as explained here, means the doctrine of Mayavad impersonalism, or becoming one with the Supreme. Bhrigu Muni cursed that persons who worship Lord Shiva would become followers of this Mayavad asach shastra, which attempts to establish that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is impersonal. Besides that, among the worshippers of Lord Shiva, there is a section who live a devilish life. Srimad Bhagavatam and Narada Pancharatra are authorized scriptures that are considered sat-shastra, or scriptures which lead one to the path of God realization. Asat-shastras are just the opposite. Text 29. Nastra shochu mudaha dio jada bashmasti dadina. Vishantu shiva dikshayam yatra daivam shrasavam. Synonyms. Nastra shocha, cleanliness being abandoned. Muda dia, foolish. Jada bashmasti Asti Darina, wearing long hair, ashes, and bones. Vishantu, may enter. Shiva Dakshayam, into initiation of worship of Shiva. Yatra, where, Daivam, our spiritual. Sura Avasam, or Asavam, wine and liquor. Translation. Those who vow to worship Lord Shiva are so foolish that they imitate him by keeping long hair on their heads. When initiated to worship into worship of Lord Shiva, they prefer to live on wine, flesh, and other such things. Purport. Indulging in wine and meat, keeping long hair on one's head, not bathing daily, and smoking ganja, marijuana, are some of the habits which are accepted by foolish creatures who do not have regulated lives. By such behavior, one becomes devoid of transcendental knowledge. In the initiation into the Shiva mantra, there are mudrit kashtaka, in which it is sometimes recommended that one make his sitting place on the vagina and thus desire nirvana, or dissolution of existence. In that process of worship, wine is needed, or sometimes in the place of wine, palm tree juice, which is converted into an intoxicant. This is also offered according to Shiva Agama, a scripture on the method of worshipping Lord Shiva. Text 30. Brahma cha brahmanams chaiva yadyuyam parinindata setum vidharanam pumsam ata pashandam ashrita. Synonyms. Brahma, the Vedas, cha and, Brahmanam, the Brahmanas, cha and, eva, certainly, yet, become, yuyam, you, parinindata, blaspheme, ship, setum, Vedic principles, vidharanam, holding, pumsam, of mankind, atta, therefore, pasandam, atheism, ashrita, have taken shelter, translation. Bhrigu Muni continued, since you blaspheme the Vedas and the Brahmanas, who are followers of the Vedic principles, it is understood that you have already taken shelter of the doctrine of atheism. Report. Bhrigu Muni, in cursing Nandishar, said that not only would they be degraded as atheists because of this curse, but they had already fallen to the standard of atheism because they had blasphemed the Vedas, which are the source of human civilization. Human civilization is based on the qualitative divisions of social order, namely the intelligent class, the martial class, the productive class, and the laborer class. The Vedas provide the right direction for advancing in spiritual civilization and economic development in regulating the principles of sense gratification so that ultimately one may be liberated from material contamination to his real state of spiritual identification, aham brahmasmi. As long as one is in the contamination of material existence, one changes bodies from the aquatics up to the position of Brahma. But the human form of life is the highest perfectional life in the material world. The Vedas give direction by which to elevate oneself to the next life. The Vedas are the mother for such instructions, and the Brahmanas, or persons who are in the knowledge of the Vedas, are the father. Thus, if one blasphemes the Vedas and the Brahmanas, naturally one goes down to the status of atheism. The exact word used in Sanskrit is nastikya, which refers to one who does not believe in the Vedas but manufactures some concocted system of religion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that the followers of the Buddhist system of religion are nastikas. In order to establish his doctrine of nonviolence, Lord Buddha flatly refused to believe in the Vedas, and thus, later on, Shankaracharya stopped this system of religion in India and forced it to go outside India. Here it is stated, Brahma cha brahmanam. Brahma means the Vedas. Aham Brahmasmi means I am in full knowledge. The Vedic assertion is that one should think that he is Brahman, for actually he is Brahman. If Brahma, or the Vedic spiritual science, is condemned, and the masters of the spiritual science, the Brahmanas, are condemned, then where does human civilization stand? Bhrigu Muni said, quote, "It is not due to my cursing that you shall become atheists. You are already situated in the principle of atheism. Therefore, you are condemned." End quote. Text 31. Esha eva hi lokanam Shiva panta sanatana yam purve chanusan tashtur yat pramanam janardana. Synonyms. Esha, the Vedas, eva, certainly he, for lokanam, of all people, Shiva, auspicious, panta, path, sanatana, eternal, yam, which, Vedic path, purve, in the past, cha, and anusantashtu, what rigidly followed, yat, in which, pramanam, the evidence, janardana. Translation. The Vedas give the eternal regulative principles for the auspicious advancement in human civilization, which have been rigidly followed in the past. The strong evidence of this principle is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is called Janardana, the well-wisher of all living entities. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, has claimed that he is the father of all living entities, regardless of form. There are 8,400,000 different species of life forms, and Lord Krishna claims that he is the father of all. Because the living entities are parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are all sons of the Lord. And for their benefit, because they are hovering under the impression that they can lord it over material nature, the Vedas are given to them for their guidance. Therefore, the Vedas are called Aparashaya, for they are not written by any man or demigod, including the first living creature, Brahma. Brahma is not the creator or author of the Vedas. He is also one of the living beings in this material world. Therefore, he does not have the power to write or speak the Vedas independently. Every living entity within this material world is subject to four deficiencies. He commits mistakes, he accepts one thing for another, he cheats, and he has imperfect senses. The Vedas, however, are not written by any living creature within this material world. Therefore, they are said to be aparoshaya. No one can trace out the history of the Vedas. Of course, modern human civilization has no chronological history of the world or the universe, and it cannot present actual historical facts older than 3,000 years. But no one has traced out when the Vedas were written, because they were never written by any living being within this material world. All other systems of knowledge are defective, because they have been written or spoken by men or demigods who are products of this material creation. But Bhagavad Gita is aparoshaya, for it was not spoken by any human being or any demigod of this material creation. It was spoken by Lord Krishna, who is beyond this material creation. That is accepted by such stalwart scholars as Shankaracharya, not to speak of other acharyas such as Ramanujacharya and Madhvacharya. Shankaracharya has accepted that Narayan and Krishna are transcendental, and in Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna has established Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Mata Sarvam Prabhartate. Quote, "I am the origin of everything, everything emanates from me." End quote. This material creation, including Brahma and Shiva and all the demigods, has been created by him, for everything has emanated from him. He also says that the purpose of all the Vedas is to understand him. Vidascha Savar Aham Eva Vedya. He is the original Vedavit, or knower of the Vedas, and Vedantakrit, or compiler of the Vedas. Brahma is not the compiler of the Vedas. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, it is established, Tene Brahma Hrida, the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, instructed Brahma in the Vedic knowledge through his heart. Therefore, the evidence that Vedic knowledge is free from the defects of mistakes, illusion, cheating, and imperfection is that it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardana, and thus has been followed from time immemorial, beginning from Brahma. The Vedic religion, or the principles of the Vedas that have been followed by the highly cultured population of India since time immemorial, no one can trace out the history of Vedic religion. Therefore, it is Sanatana. And any blasphemy against the Vedas is calculated to be atheism. The Vedas are described as setu, which means a bridge. If one wants to obtain his spiritual existence, he has to cross an ocean of nescience. The Vedas are the bridge by which to cross such a great ocean. The Vedas describe how to divide the human race into four divisions according to quality and work capacity. This is a very scientific system, and it is also Sanatana, for no one can trace out its history, and it has no dissolution. No one can stop the system of Varna and Ashram, or the castes and divisions. For example, whether or not one accepts the name Brahmana, there is a class in society which is known as the intelligent class, and which is interested in spiritual understanding and philosophy. Similarly, there is a class of men who are interested in administration and in ruling others. In the Vedic system, these martially spirited men are called Kshatriyas. Similarly, everywhere there is a class of men who are interested in economic development, business, industry, and money-making. They are called Vaishyas. And there is another class who are neither intelligent nor martially spirited nor endowed with the capacity for economic development, but who can simply serve others. They are called Shudras, or the laborer class. This system is called Sanatana. It comes from time immemorial, and it will continue in the same way. There is no power in the world which can stop it. Therefore, since this Sanatana Dharma system is eternal, one can elevate himself to the highest standard of spiritual life by following the Vedic principles. It is stated that formerly the sages followed this system. Therefore, to follow the Vedic system is to follow the standard of etiquette of society. But the followers of Lord Shiva, who are drunkards, who are addicted to intoxicants and sex life, who do not bathe and who smoke ganja, are against all human etiquette. The conclusion is that persons who rebel against the Vedic principles are themselves the evidence that the Vedas are authoritative, because by not following the Vedic principles, they become like animals. Such animalistic persons are themselves evidence of the supremacy of the Vedic regulations. Text 32. Tad Brahma Paramam Sudam Satam Vartma Sanatanam Vigaryas Yata Pashandam Divim Vo Yatra Bhutarat. Synonyms: Tat, that, Brahma, Veda, Paramam, supreme, Shuddham, pure, Satam, of the saintly persons, Vartma, path, Sanatanam, eternal, Vigarya, blaspheming, Jata, you should go, Pasandam, to atheism, Divam, deity, Va, your Yatra, where, Bhutarat, the Lord of the Bhutas. Translation: by blaspheming the principles of the Vedas, which are the pure and supreme path of the saintly persons, certainly, you followers of Bhuta Pati, Lord Shiva, will descend to the standard of atheism, without a doubt. Purport: Lord Shiva is described here as Bhutarat. The ghosts and those who are situated in the material mode of ignorance are called Bhutas. So, Bhutarat refers to the leader of the creatures who are in the lowest standard of the material modes of nature. Another meaning of Bhuta is anyone who has taken birth or anything which is produced. So, in that sense, Lord Shiva may be accepted as the father of this material world. Here, of course, Bhrigu Muni takes Lord Shiva to be as the leader of the lowest creatures. The characteristics of the lowest class of men have already been described. They do not bathe, they have long hair on their heads, and they are addicted to intoxicants. In comparison with the path followed by the followers of Bhutarat, the Vedic system is certainly excellent, for it promotes people to spiritual life and as the highest eternal principle of human civilization. If one decries or blasphemes the Vedic principles, he falls to the standard of atheism. Text 33. Maitreya Vacha. Tasyaivam vadata sapram brighos sa bhagavan bhava nishchakrama tata kinchit vimana eva san nuga. Synonyms. Maitreya Vacha. Maitreya said, Tasya of him, evam, thus, vadata, being spoken. Shapam, curse, Brigo of Brigo, Shahi, Bhagavan, the possessor of all opulences, Bhava, Lord Shiva, Vishakrama went tata from there, kinchit somewhat, Vimana, morose, eva as Sa Anuga, followed by his disciples. Translation, the sage Maitreya said, when such cursing and counter-cursing was going on between Lord Shiva's followers and the parties of Daksha and Brigu, Lord Shiva became very morose. Not saying anything, he left the arena of the sacrifice, followed by his disciples. Purport. Here, Lord Shiva's excellent character is described. In spite of the cursing and counter-cursing between the parties of Daksha and Lord Shiva, because he is the greatest Vaishnava, he was so sober that he did not say anything. A Vaishnava is always tolerant, and Lord Shiva is considered the topmost Vaishnava, so his character, as shown in this scene, is excellent. He became morose because he knew that these people, both his man and Daksha's, were unnecessarily cursing and counter-cursing one another without any interest in spiritual life. From his point of view, he did not see anyone as lower or higher, because he is a Vaishnava. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 5.18, Pandit Samadarshana, one who is perfectly learned does not see anyone as lesser or greater, because he sees everyone from the spiritual platform. Thus, the only alternative left to Lord Shiva is to leave, in order to stop his follower Nandishwar as well as Brighamuni from cursing and counter-cursing in that way. Text 34. Tepi Vishwa Shijashatram Sahasra Parivatsaran Samvidyaya Maheshvasa Yatreja Rishabo Hare. Synonyms. Te, those, api, even, Vishwasrija, progenitors of the universal population, Shatram, the sacrifice, Sahasra, 1,000 Parivatsaran years. Samvidhaya, performing Maheshvasa, O Vidura, Yatra, in which, Ajya, to be worshipped, Rishabha, the presiding deity of all demigods, Hari. Hari. Translation, the sage Maitreya continued, O Vidura, all the progenitors of the universal population thus executed a sacrifice for thousands of years. For sacrifice is the best way to worship the Supreme Lord, Hari, the personality of Godhead. Purport. It is clearly stated here that the stalwart personalities who generate the entire population of the world are interested in satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead by offering sacrifices. The Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita 5.29, Bhuktanam Yagatapasam, one may engage in performing sacrifices and severe austerities for perfection, but they are all meant to satisfy the Supreme Lord. If such activities are performed for personal satisfaction, one is involved in pashanda or atheism. But when they are performed for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, one is following the Vedic principle. All the assembled sages perform sacrifices for 1,000 years. Text 35. Aplutyava britam yatra Ganga Yamuna Yanvita Viranjanat Mana Sarve Swam Swam Dama Yustata. Synonyms. Aplutya, taking a bath. Avabritam, the bath which is taken after performing sacrifices. Yatra, where Ganga, the river Ganges, Yamunaya, by the river Yamuna, Anvita, mixed. Virajena, without infection. Atmana, by the mind. Sarve, all, Swam Swam, their respective Dhamma abodes. Yayu went, Tata, from there. Translation, my dear Vidura, carrier of bows and arrows, All the demigods who were performing the sacrifice took their bath at the confluence of the Ganges and the Yamuna after completing the Jagga performance. Such a bath is called Avabrita Snana. After thus becoming purified in heart, they departed for their respective abodes. Purport. After Lord Shiva and previously Daksha left the arena of sacrifice, the sacrifice was not stopped. The sages went on for many years in order to satisfy the Supreme Lord. The sacrifice was not destroyed for want of Shiva and Daksha, and the sages went on with their activities. In other words, it may be assumed that if one does not worship the demigods, even up to Lord Shiva and Brahma, one can nevertheless satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 7:20. Kamastas dharati jnana prapadyante neo devata. Persons who are impelled by lust and desire to go to the demigods to derive some material benefit. Bhagavad Gita uses the very specific words nasti buddhi, meaning, quote, persons who have lost their sense or intelligence, end quote. Only such persons care for demigods and want to derive material benefit from them. Of course, this does not mean that one should not show respect to the demigods, but there is no need to worship them. One who is honest may be faithful to the government, but he does not need to bribe the government servants. Bribery is illegal. One does not bribe a government servant, but that does not mean that one does not show him respect. Similarly, one who engages in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord does not need to worship any demigod, nor does he have any tendency to show disrespect to the demigods. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita 9:23, it is stated, Tepi anya devata bhakta yajante sara yanvita. The Lord says that anyone who worships the demigods is also worshiping him, but he is worshiping avidhi purvakam, which means, quote, without following the regulative principles, end quote. The regulative principle is to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Worship of demigods may indirectly be worship of the Personality of Godhead, but it is not regulated. By worshiping the Supreme Lord, one automatically serves all the demigods because they are parts and parcels of the whole. If one supplies water to the root of a tree, all the parts of the tree, such as the leaves and branches, are automatically satisfied. And if one supplies food to the stomach, all the limbs of the body, the hands, the legs, fingers, etc., are nourished. Thus, by worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can satisfy all the demigods. By worshiping all the demigods, one does not completely worship the Supreme Lord. Therefore, worship of the demigods is irregular, and it is disrespectful to the scriptural injunctions. In this age of Kali, it is practically impossible to perform the Devat Yajna, or sacrifices to the demigods. As such, in this age, Srimad Bhagavatam recommends Sankirtan Yajna. Yajna Sankirtana Prayer Yanti Hi Sumedasa. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Quote, in this age, the intelligent person completes the performance of all kinds of yagas simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tasmin tuste jagat tushta, when Lord Vishnu is satisfied, all the demigods, who are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, are satisfied. End quote. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fourth canto, second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Daksha curses Lord Shiva, end quote.